Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
Yeah, good man, Pat. I know you're on to Shannon.
Yeah, indeed.
I thought for a minute you were into Shannon. Are you okay? Are you dry?
I'm grand. It's so just a bit breezy where I am.
It sounds absolutely fine. Pat McManus, 70 years old. And what have you spent the last 50 years doing?
I spent the last 50 years searching for my bird family.
Okay, start at the beginning.
I was born in 1950. In 1971, I was informed that I was adopted. Now, I kind of suspected
you
were something...
On your 21st birthday, was it?
21st birthday, okay. Yeah. You kind of had suspected all along there was something a bit different.
And what were you told on your 21st birthday?
My adopted mother told me that I wasn't her child, basically.
And whose child were you?
I was the child of a cousin of hers.
Did she explain why she ended up, why you ended up with her, your adoptive mother? No, okay.
No. They refused to give me any further information.
Okay.
No matter who I went to or approached within the family, nobody would give me any information as to why I was adopted, where I came from,
okay,
or anything like that. So it took me quite a number of years to kind of identify exactly where I came from. And it took around about the mid-90s, my daughter was quite ill, and we needed to get some medical history. And of course, I know medical history.
Yeah.
And I then hired private investigators, and they managed to find my mother, my birth mother.
Wow.
So I approached her then, or they approached her, rather, and she refused to have anything to do or meet me or give me any information.
God, that must have been fairly damning, was it, for you?
It was, but I had so many disappointments over the years that it was just another one, you know?
Okay. And did the detectives get any information out of your natural mother?
Well,
you're breaking up on me there. Come back, Pat.
Sorry.
Yeah. Did they get any information out of your natural mother?
They did. But once I knew who she was, I found who my grandmother was, and I found who the family were.
Great.
So once I had that, then I was able to trace with the family and find that there was a hereditary illness within the family that was exactly what my daughter had.
Okay.
So that helped the consultants sort of put it together, and they knew what you were dealing with then.
Okay, that helped. Try and stay in the one place on that boat. And I'm sure you parked in a lay-by on the Shannon somewhere. But so you now knew the illness, and that helped determine what your daughter was suffering from.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And did you find any? Okay, you got the name of your grand. Did you meet any of your relatives at that stage?
I did. I met a grand aunt, but she refused to give me any information at all. And I met an aunt, and again she refused. She said she couldn't give me any information at all. Mm. But with a bit of persuasion, she told me that I had a sister. And I'd known my sister for a number of years. I'd known my sister most of my life. And, you know, at least I knew who she was then, and we met.
And how, like you say, you'd known your sister, you realised, for most of your life. So was she... Would she introduce you as a different relative? Do you follow me?
She would have been introduced as a cousin.
Ah, okay.
You know, so once we met, then we and compared notes, she had been adopted by my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew then, you know, and we compared our adoption papers. Now, the difficulty, Joe, that I had with that was that I was illegally adopted before adoption came in 1952.
Okay.
And what happened was my adoptive parents just took my information and went in and registered me as their legitimate child, which I wasn't.
So where are we now in this 50-year search, Pat?
Okay. Where we are now is that science and technology has moved on in the last few years, and particularly in the last 5 or 6 years. So now we have DNA. And I did a test with a company called Ancestry.
Yeah, a lot of people have.
Yeah, so out of that test, I found a second cousin.
Oh, very good.
Who lived in Wales.
All right.
And I contacted him, and he was very helpful. But, you know, okay, I lived in, was born in Dublin, in Dunleary. He lived in Holyhead, so what's the connection?
Yeah.
So the obvious connection were the mailboats
going
in and out.
That's right.
So then he told me that a number of his uncles had worked on the mailboats.
Mm-hmm.
So I found my, through him, I found my paternal grandfather who had passed away. But once I had his name, got the information about him in Wales, got his family, I found that he had six sons.
Okay.
So one of those six was my father.
Okay.
But which one?
Yes, okay.
So we came down then to there was two of those sons worked on the mailboats.
Yes.
And, okay, now I had two people to look at. I went to Wales. I went to the cemetery in Wales where my grandfather was buried. And while I was looking for his headstone, I met a lady there who was very, very helpful. No connection, no relative. She just asked me, could you help me, and asked me what was I looking for. So I told her who I was looking for, and she said, oh, I know that grave, and she brought me to the grave. Now, having had that, she then helped me identify two of my grandfather's sons. Now, one would be my uncle, and one would be my, obviously, my father.
Yeah.
So, on my behalf, then, she said that she'd approach the one of them had a son that was still alive and living in Holyhead. And I said, look, I really don't want that because I'm opening a can of worms here. This man may not know. So then I employed a service that they will make the approach for you.
Okay.
Now, that's quite expensive, but it was the only way I could do it without treading on people's toes.
And what was the outcome?
The outcome was that they approached, they found this man who was a son of one of the sons of my grandfather.
Okay.
And it turned out that it was more than likely my brother.
Wow.
She went to him and she put the two names to him.
Mm.
And he said, well, it's definitely not that one. He was so definitive about it.
So you share the same father?
Yes.
Do you share the same mother?
No.
Ah.
No.
So it's your half-brother?
Half-brother, yeah.
Well, that's still... that was a nice discovery, I suspect.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, after so long... You see, Joe, the reason I wrote to you was that people give up. They lose hope.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying to people is don't lose hope. Keep searching. Keep trying. I mean, it took me 50 years, but eventually I got there.
And what do you now know about your dad?
Everything, really. I know what he did for a living, you know, his family. He had three children. One of them passed away. He's a son and a daughter still alive.
Okay.
I'm waiting for this COVID situation to settle down to go to Wales again.
To meet. And what do you know about your mother?
I know, again, my mother. I know who my mother was. I know where she lived. They had a relationship between sort of 1947 and 1953, say, because my father married in 1954 to another lady in Wales. So,
to someone else who wasn't your mother. Yeah,
so it wasn't my mother.
And do you reckon they met on the boats?
I reckon they met on the boats, yeah.
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 Okay. And your search continues?
Well, my search is really finished now. Like, I know who my mother is. I know who my father is.
Oh, brilliant.
I have a family now in Wales, you know, that I can go visit. And we're slowly but surely building a relationship.
Okay. And you're saying never give up?
Never give up.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well done, Pat. And I hope all the encounters are joyous and your memories are joyous as well. That's Pat McManus. Well done, Pat.